理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, Vicky.
Glad to see you could make it.
Thanks. I see you've already ordered me some coffee.
Yes, and you can see I have the book here that we'll be talking about today.
The Purpose-Driven Life. Great.
Students, we will be talking about The Purpose-Driven Life today. Perhaps you've heard of this book. It's a sensation.
It's been in the news for many, many years now. Rick Warren has written this book, and it's popular all over the world. He's sold millions of copies.
The title, again, is The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, we know what purpose is, but what is a purpose-driven life?
Well, a purpose-driven life is a life driven by purpose. If someone is purpose-driven, they're driven or they're motivated or they're pushed by a certain purpose. That's why they do the things they do.
Okay, well, notice here in the title it says millions of readers have found answers to life's important questions in this international bestseller. So more and more people are finding answers to the questions that they have about life.
So what's all the hype about? Well, join us on page 26 as we begin the reading.
The Purpose-Driven Life. What's life all about? And why am I here? Many people ask themselves these questions from time to time. The good news is many people are finding answers in the international bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life. Everybody is interested in the question of his or her existence, says author Rick Warren. Why am I alive? What is my purpose? Does my life matter? These are questions that concern each of us, Warren says. Many people obviously agree. Over 22 million copies of the book have been sold.
Let's take a look again at what it says here. It says millions of readers have found answers to life's important questions in this international bestseller. So the Purpose-Driven Life book is an international bestseller. And whenever we talk about a bestseller, we're talking about a book or a product, usually a book, that has sold millions and outsold a lot of other books.
Right, right. It's very popular. Maybe if we're going to talk about a bestseller's list, this would be at the top. This would be at the number one position. And it has been for a long time, although it's probably not right now. It has been for a long time. Well, let's go into the text and learn about what some of those questions are. What are some of the questions that people ask themselves? Why am I here? Many people ask themselves these kinds of questions.
Or what's life all about? What's life all about? When we say, what's something all about, or what's this all about, we want to have more information. We want to understand it, why certain things happen the way they do.
If someone walks in a room and says, what's this all about? He's saying, or she's saying, what's the meaning of this? What's behind this? What started this?
And a lot of times in life, we want to know what life is about. We want to know the meaning of life. And it says here, why am I here? Here, referring to planet Earth. Why are we here on this planet?
Right. Well, many people ask themselves these questions. The good news is many people are finding answers in the international bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life.
Okay, so you said many people ask themselves these questions, and our writer says here, from time to time. We may not ask ourselves this question every day, but we do ask ourselves this question at some point in our life, and maybe more than once or twice.
Right. Sometimes we think about deep questions like this, not often, but we do from time to time. Well, the author says the good news is, and I think the author, the person who wrote this article, thinks it's good news because a lot of people in this world perhaps don't ask themselves these questions, and if they do, Vicki, they don't really find answers that satisfy themselves.
That's right. But I think it's true. A lot of people ask these questions, and then if they don't find answers that satisfy themselves, maybe they give up, or maybe down the road they'll ask this question again, and they may again not be satisfied with the answers.
Well, Vicki, I think one reason why this book is so popular is that Rick Warren knows that everybody is interested in the question of his or her existence, and that's simply the fact or state of being.
That's right. When we think about, when we talk about someone existing, it's just the fact that they are. They are here. So it means that they're real. So a lot of people will have questions about their existence. Why am I here on planet Earth?
That's right. Why am I here on Earth? Why was I born? Aside from the fact that your parents love each other, you have more purpose, according to Rick Warren. What is my purpose? Does my life matter? These are more questions that Rick Warren addresses in his book. These are questions that concern each one of us, Warren says.
That's right. I think it's more than just finding out, okay, here I am. My parents loved me or loved each other. Here I am as a child. I was born as a child. I'm here on planet Earth. But is there a reason for me being here? Is there purpose? I think we all want to feel like we have purpose.
That's true. And I think back when I was a child, even, Vicki, I remember asking myself questions like these when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. Even children ask themselves these questions. And of course, as you get older, you think about these things a little bit more.
That's right. Does my life matter? Does it count? I don't want to be here and waste my life. I want to make sure that my life has meaning. Well, it says these are questions that concern each of us, not just some of us, but all of us.
And again, this is one reason for the popularity of the book. These are questions that people all over the world ask themselves, no matter what race they're in or from or what religion they belong to. These are questions they ask themselves.
Okay, so this is what Rick Warren is saying. These are the questions people ask, and our writer says many people obviously agree that these are questions that we do want to have answers for. And it says over 22 million copies of the book have been sold now, so we know that it certainly has been popular. Like you said, Steve, it's not maybe the number one bestseller now, but it was for quite some time.
Okay, let's jump back to line 11 and look at the word obviously. And when something is obvious, it means it's apparent to everybody. There's no argument as to whether it's true or not. It's obvious, and that's the case with this book.
Well, people obviously agree with Rick Warren because of all the books that have been sold. We know that. Well, it's time for us to take a short break. Before we do, we want to take a look at some of the activities that go on at Rick Warren's church, Saddleback Church in Southern California.
What is the meaning of the word obviously? A. Agreeably. B. Clearly. C. Occasionally. What is the meaning of the word obviously? B. Clearly. That was easy. Clearly was obviously the correct answer. Good job.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been talking about the bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren.
We were just looking at some of the questions that Rick Warren addresses in his book, and these are questions that people ask themselves all over the world, and that's one reason for its success.
Well, as we move into this next section, we're going to find out a little bit about the record-breaking success that The Purpose-Driven Life has experienced.
Please join us now on page 26 in the right-hand column as we continue our reading.
The Purpose-Driven Life. Record-breaking success. For almost 2 years, The Purpose-Driven Life was number one or number two on the New York Times bestseller list. When the book was first published, it sold 1 million copies a month. Its U.S. popularity led to international attention. The book is also selling well in other countries, notably China. It's been translated into 27 languages, with another 53 in the works. And it's been studied in 120 different countries. All of this success has caused it to be called the best-selling hardback nonfiction book in history.
Well, we're talking about record-breaking success. And when we use this expression, record-breaking, we're talking about best ever, breaking all previous records.
Right. It could be the best performance, like in a sport, or it could be an extraordinary occurrence, like a record-breaking rainfall, meaning having a lot of rain in a certain amount of time.
Okay, well, as we begin reading here, it says, for almost 2 years, The Purpose-Driven Life was number one or number two on the New York Times bestseller list. So that's pretty impressive when you think about that.
It sure is. First of all, in line three, the New York Times, that's italicized because that's the name of a newspaper in the United States. And that newspaper keeps track of book sales around the country, and they publish that list on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know which books are selling the best, look at the New York Times bestseller list. And we know that The Purpose-Driven Life has been on the New York Times bestseller list. It's been in position one and two, which means it's at the top of the list. It's outsold all the other books.
Amazing. And notice what it says. It says when the book was first published, it sold 1 million copies a month. Now, not many books do that, but this book did that for quite some time.
Okay, it doesn't mean literally 1 million copies a month. It's a rounded figure. We're approximating this, about 1 million copies a month. Now, that's an extraordinary number. That's about 30,000 copies a day, which is quite a bit.
Well, of course, we know the popularity started in the United States, but it spread quickly. It says here, its U.S. popularity led to international attention. So people around the world began to, we might say, take notice, right? They began to say, what is this all about?
Line seven, we go on to read, the book is also selling well in other countries, notably China. So the book's success has gone beyond the United States and has actually gone all over the world.
That's true. And notice this word notably. When we use this word, we just mean especially. So especially in China, we've seen this growth or we've seen people buying the books.
Okay. And to be sold in other countries, it certainly needs to be translated into other languages. It's been translated into 27 languages with another 53 in the works. So this book is creating a lot of stir in people's minds. People want to read this book. It's a demand.
It's in demand. And we see here that in the works simply means that it's being prepared right now or it's being worked on right now. So not only has it actually been translated already into 27 languages, but 53 more are being worked on or it's in the works. Let's review this right now in the following skit.
Oh, Janie, this is so exciting. You're getting married. So tell me about the wedding plans. Have you finished all the plans?
Well, they're not finished yet, but they're in the works.
What about the invitations? Did you send those out yet?
I haven't sent them yet, but they're in the works.
Oh, how about the flowers?
Well, I ordered them, but they're not ready yet. They're in the works.
Okay, and what about the cake?
Oh, I ordered it, but it's not ready yet either. It's in the works.
Oh, Janie, the man you're marrying must be perfect.
Well, he's not perfect yet, but he's in the works.
So even as we speak, this book is being translated into other languages, which would make it a total of 80 different languages. But notice it says it's been studied in 120 different countries. So already in a short amount of time, people have taken this book and they've decided to study it. It's a little different than just reading a book.
Yeah, that's what's interesting to me, Vicki, is that the author doesn't say it's being read in 100 different countries. It's being studied. So I guess the content of this book calls for deep study, and you have to think about it. You don't just read it for enjoyment like you might other books. It takes time. You have to think about the concepts that are being discussed.
Right. I think you have to process things. There's a lot of information in there, a lot of ideas that make you think, and it just needs time to maybe settle in, and you need time to process it.
Well, all of this success has caused it, the book, to be called the best-selling hardback nonfiction book in history. Okay, let's first take a look at the word hardback.
Okay, usually when we're talking about books, we either call them hardbacks or paperbacks. And a paperback would just be a soft material, a cheaper material to use for a book. And a hardback would be a little more expensive, but it's firmer and you can keep it for a long time.
Okay, the hardback cover of a book is very stiff and it protects the book better.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at the word nonfiction. When I think of nonfiction, I think of true, or real stories or real events, things that are actual.
Right, factual information we find in nonfiction literature. So it is literature that actually has factual material inside. It's not imaginary or made up.
Okay, you could have a nonfiction book. There are nonfiction movies, nonfiction stories. What's the opposite of nonfiction?
Fiction, of course, and that's just material or writings that involved imagination or things that are not real.
Okay, well, that's pretty impressive that this book would hold this record. And again, it's still being sold, not as it was before, not in those record numbers, but still, it's very, very popular.
That's right. Well, it's time for us to visit the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us today, students. Please join us.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. So, Rachel, have you read the bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life?
Yes, I have. And it's a great book, so I'm not surprised that it's a bestseller.
So, what makes a book a bestseller?
A bestseller is an extremely popular book that is included on the list of top-selling books. For example, the New York Times bestseller list.
Okay, I have another question. The Purpose-Driven Life is a hardback book. What's the opposite of a hardback book? A softback book?
No, we call it a paperback book. Paperback books are usually cheaper and smaller than hardback books, and they always have a soft cover.
Bestseller 可以当名词，也可以当形容词。当名词指的是畅销书，比如说 The novel was an instant bestseller， 那本小说立即成为了畅销书。当形容词的话呢 ，bestseller 是畅销的，比如说 a bestseller list 就是一个畅销书的排行榜。而书本呢，可以分为 paperback 就是平装本，或者hardback 也可以称为 hardcover 就是精装本。 So is a bestseller the same thing as a chart topper?
Not really. Chart toppers are popular musical recordings. So if a song becomes very popular, we say that it's at the top of the charts.
Or that it's off the charts.
Right. To say something is off the charts means that it's extremely popular.
Okay, so what about a top-selling movie?
If a movie becomes a top seller, we call it a blockbuster.
畅销书的排行榜叫做 bestseller list. 流行音乐的排行榜呢，要用 the charts。Chart 是一个图表，前面加定冠词，后面加 s,the charts 就是音乐的排行榜。很多的乐团或歌手都希望他们的音乐能够 make the charts, 要登上排行榜。那当你 make the charts 之后呢，你会更进一步，希望你的音乐能够 off the charts, 就是很快的冲上第一名。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 purpose-driven 这个形容词。purpose 是指目的或意义，而 driven 是 drive, 驱使或推动的过去分词衍生出来的形容词。driven 是指被驱使的或者是被激励的。所以 purpose-driven 就是指被人生的目标或意义所驱策的。所以整个来说 purpose-driven life,就是指向着标杆冲刺的人生。接下来我们看的是 existence 这个名词，它是从 exist E-X-I-S-T 存在这个动词衍生出来的。名词 existence 在这里就是指存在，例如 Not many people are aware of her existence even though she's been working here for a couple of months. 虽然她已经在这家公司工作了几个月了，但是还是没有多少人知道她的存在。最后我们看 in the works 这个成语。 in the works 是指已经在进行中的，当形容词片语使用。例如 her new album is in the works and will be released in June. 她的专辑已经在进行中，六月份会发行。 in the works 也指正在计划中的。例如 the new transportation system is in the works. 新的运输系统已经在计划了。And I hope you remember what we covered today. And here comes the word bank.
Existence. My granddad's school has been in existence for over 80 years. Obviously. Obviously, we can't live without eating or sleeping. Notably.Vera Wang is famous for her fashion designs, notably her wedding gowns. In the works. The movie was so popular that part two is already in the works. Nonfiction. I like to read nonfiction books on subjects like world history and science.
The Purpose-Driven Life. What's life all about? And why am I here? Many people ask themselves these questions from time to time. The good news is, many people are finding answers in the international bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life. Everybody is interested in the question of his or her existence, says author Rick Warren. Why am I alive?What is my purpose? Does my life matter? These are questions that concern each of us, Warren says. Many people obviously agree. Over 22 million copies of the book have been sold. Record-breaking success. For almost 2 years, The Purpose-Driven Life was number one or number two on the New York Times bestseller list.When the book was first published, it sold 1 million copies a month. Its U.S. popularity led to international attention. The book is also selling well in other countries, notably China. It's been translated into 27 languages, with another 53 in the works. And it's been studied in 120 different countries.All of this success has caused it to be called the best-selling hardback nonfiction book in history.
So, Vicki, has this book, The Purpose-Driven Life, ever found its way into your bookshelf?
Yes, Steve, it has. I read the book a couple of years ago. It's very interesting, and I've actually started reading it again.
Wow, so it's good enough that you would read twice. The contents are pretty deep then, huh?
Yes, and I think it gives you a lot to think about and a lot to process. Well, students, it's time for us to say goodbye. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.